Chapter 1. Zoe. Fate took the form of a silver scallop shell in the window of an antique store in the medieval French town of Cluny. It was laying on its back, as if waiting for Botticelli's Venus, luring her with a cluster of colored stones at one end of a white enamel edge. For some reason, I was drawn to it. Maybe the universe was sending me a message. It was hard to know with my head being in another time zone. I had been traveling for 24 hours since I walked out of my home in Los Angeles for the last time, feeling nothing. I guess I was still in shock. LAX.
Just the one bag?
Yes, and in it, everything I owned. Besides three boxes of papers and mementos I'd left for my daughters. Charles de Gaulle Airport. Obnoxious male official trying to give me priority over a woman in a burqa. He didn't understand my protests, which was lucky, because he was directing her to the European Union passport line. It moved way faster than the foreigner's line he sent me to. Immigration officer. Young man. Perfect English.
Holiday?
Then, when I gave him my passport.
Vacation?
Oui. As good an answer as any.
Where are you staying?
Avec un ami à Cluny. Camille, who I hadn't seen for a quarter of a century. The vacation she had been pushing me to take since we were at college in St. Louis, and that Keith had canceled three times. The officer half smiled at my schoolgirl French.
Your visa is for 90 days in continental Europe. It expires May 13th. It is an offense to remain after that.
I wasn't planning to. My return flight was in a month. I'd be lucky if my money held out until then. Riding the train to downtown Paris. Paris. In spite of everything that had happened, I felt a thrill at the thought of studying Monet at the Musée d'Orsay, immersing myself in an exhibition at the Pompidou Center, and sitting in a Montmartre café sketching an elegant Frenchwoman. Cluny, La Sorbonne subway station, right in the Latin Quarter.
This is not the Cluny you are looking for. The address is in Burgundy, not far, less than 2 hours on the TGV, the fast train to Macon.
Gare de Lyon.
147 euros.
You're kidding me.
It is more cheap on the slow train, but not from this station.
Paris, Bercy station.
4 hours and 19 minutes, then you will take the autobus. 135 euros. For the train only.
By the time I reached Cluny, the one southeast of Paris, halfway to Italy, the winter sun was setting, and the streetlights were creating halos in the light drizzle. I'd only made it thanks to strangers who'd passed me from railroad platforms to ticket counters to bus stops like a baton in a relay race. They'd earned some good comma. I followed the signs to Centreville, dragging my suitcase. One of the wheels had developed a death rattle, and I hoped that Camille's complicated instructions would translate into a short journey. I had canceled my cell phone at the same time as the electricity and water.